A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey, the real-life married couple who, just before they're about to record their podcast, decide to have really important chats about dates and childcare and work and life. And we do it every single bastard week before the podcast. We need to stop doing this.
I think we need to let everyone behind the curtain here, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll say things like, you know, we'll be chatting away randomly and I'll drop in that I'm miserable, or we'll drop in that we're annoyed about something, and we'll never really say what it is. But put it this way, guys, right? If you're with your wife or your husband or your partner and you're there and you're having a massive discussion about schools or, you know, something huge in life, or, you know, childcare, we're going to be away, we've got no childcare for this, what are we going to do? And you wind each other up and you try and get it sorted and there's no answer. Then, if you've got work, you both fuck off away from each other and go and do something else away from that person. We have full house and marriage and life discussions and then have to sit down and do this. We have been, what time is it now, right? As we record, it is 25 past 12 now.
Yeah.
We came up here at 11 o'clock to do this and we have fucking sat and we've went through emails and we've went through diaries and we've slagged fucking people off. Like, when I say people, I mean like my parents, your parents, childcare, so they're away, and they're away, and she's fucking busy, aren't we? And they've got a better fucking social life than us, the daft old bastards. Yeah, it's irritating.
I don't know why we do this.
Our son, Robin, I went downstairs twice to get a drink, and he goes, he's literally sitting there, he's on his half term, and he's going, we walked in, and he went, have you finished the podcast? I went, no, he went, how have you not started yet? And I was like, I wasn't even like, don't shout
admin,
at your dad.
Robin.
I was like, you've got a fucking point. How have I not started, mate?
Here we are. Okay.
Christ alive. Yeah, so there we go. We started on a nice negative note, but I just, honestly, guys, we've always been really honest with you, and I just want to let you behind the curtain that we have full on fucking huge discussions and then sit down to try and
very funny,
have a
though,
laugh.
Well, we've had the last two nights where you haven't been gigging, but we've just sat and watched telly and had a lovely time
exactly.
And been really relaxed, and then it's not until we get in here in front of these mics and we'll go, right, no, we need to sort this out.
Yeah. I said, man, before, we should literally turn our phones off. The day before we're doing the podcast, we should turn our phones off, lock the doors, and not let the outside world affect we
Let's
in any
do
way.
It. I'm up for it.
Can't be asked. It seems too easy.
I've found a lovely little... Here's something, if you're listening at home and you get distracted by your phone a lot, right? On an iPhone, I don't know what it's like for other phones, but you can do this thing where you... there's the drop-down menu that you get from the sky of the phone. You pull that down.
From the sky of the phone.
From the right-hand corner, you pull it down.
From the sky. You call that the sky of your phone.
Well, it is. It's the sky of the phone. And the other side's the ground.
Okay. And the other, so the bottom's the ground and the top's the sky.
I don't think I've ever had to explain it before.
Because, no one's ever said something stupid to me. It's the sky of the phone. But
carry on. It comes from the sky of the phone. And you can have... like different options. So I put mine on work option, and it means that only, so the only numbers that can ring me when I've got it in work mode is you, me mum, this Robin's school, and Rafe's nursery.
Right.
Isn't that good though? So not.
It's called work mode. I didn't know.
Called
about
work
this.
Mode. And then if somebody texts you, it'll tell them that you're at work.
Right, okay.
And that's why you're not really replying or anything like that.
Right.
Well, so are you, and it's really effective because you can't, you check your phone, there's no notifications. People can still message you, but you've got to like open your phone and look in the certain bits.
Okay.
It's very good. And you know what it is? Everyone's probably listening going, yeah, I've been doing that for years.
Yeah, of course they are. Everyone's offended that you, the biggest fucking Luddite person who knows nothing about technology, is now trying to tell them how to put their phone in a certain thing.
Luddite, so,
apologies, everyone. Yeah.
Sorry.
And secondly, that would work if the main person annoying you and agitating you and ruining your day wasn't me, who's physically with you.
What do you mean?
Well, you're like, oh, I put it in work mode so I can't be bothered. I live in the same house with you and I work with you and I come in and I go, well, I haven't got childcare for this day. And everything falls into shit.
I know, I blame you.
I was literally blaming me.
All right, fair enough.
As well. So there you go. It's episode 155. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for being here. We hope you're all right. We're recording this on the Tuesday of this week, but I know it's due to get windy again this week. So as you're listening on the Friday, I hope all your fucking fence panels and trees are still in place.
The amount
when
of fences.
Will this wind fuck off?
I don't know. Do you know what? Wind is my least favourite weather.
I've got a fact that's going to really upset you.
What?
Oh, I'm going to tell you after this.
No, tell us.
No. Why? We'll tease it for the end. We'll come back, right? This is going
to
annoy you.
Look at you. That's what you used to do on radio.
This is what, yeah.
Tease
yeah.
it, and then they'll come back.
Coming
up after, come back after the song.
Coming up after Shania Twain. We've got a fact that's going to piss Rosie off.
Do you want to know who Shania Twain once was going out with? Find out after this song.
No one, because she's not impressed by anyone. In a song, just slags off Brad
Don't
Pitt.
Don't impress
fucking,
much.
Oh, wait to set the bar high, love.
I know.
Like, come on. Anyway,
is
listen.
Brad Pitt single now?
What?
I mean, come on. No.
I mean, look, I think you're beautiful. Look, honestly, bro, I love you, right? In my eyes, you are the most beautiful woman, but how I look. Know your fucking worth, will you? You're embarrassing yourself on the podcast.
That's possibly the worst thing you've ever said to me. And do you know what's really sad about it?
What?
I know that he wouldn't even look at us twice.
Oh, God,
that's
yeah.
upsetting.
No, yeah, he'd probably hand you whatever empty cup he was just drinking
probably
out of. And
hand us his car keys. Do you park the cars? Are you? Yes, Mr. Pitt. Yes, sir.
Mr. Pitt. Why is he just, in my head, he's got 50% less attractive because he's now Mr. Pitt.
Yes, shit name. Mr. Pitt. Oh, the Pitt.
You keep saying that to make yourself feel better.
I do.
Now
yeah,
listen,
I mean,
right, without going any further on, before we go any further into this audio delight that we've got for you this week, right, mm-hmm. with the thing that I've already teased, we're going to piss Rosie off with a little fact after the break. After the intro.
Fact.
Listen, right, it is time for this week's
lucrative
sponsor. This week's sponsor is Hiccups. Hey.
Have you done this before?
How's your day going? I might have done.
I think you have.
Have I done hiccups?
You honestly.
Basically, I had hiccups.
Give up
day.
On this feature.
I can't. Do you know what it is? I need to listen to all of the podcasts and find out
Horrendous.
Which ones I've done. I'm not going through 154 sponsors. Sometimes I don't say it straight away. I prattle on for 10 minutes like this one. Anyway, look, all I'm saying is
yeah.
I was trying to have a serious discussion the other day with someone and I had hiccups. And it just made us think, you could literally be explaining that you've cured cancer, but if you're hiccuping while that's happening,
you'll have to wait.
No one's going to listen to you. No. They're going to go, we don't believe you. Do you know what I mean? And it's actually really simple. What are you going to do? It's, oh, shut up,
They're
man.
Horrible. I hate the hiccups.
You ever seen a baby with hiccups? Fucking terrified.
I don't think Rafe's had hiccups yet.
He had hiccups the other day.
Did he?
We're in the soft play, and he had hiccups, and he just... So like every time he
looked
at
you've seen Rafe's hiccups before.
I saw him, yeah. It was, you know, it's because you're a part time mother. Right. With every hiccup, he was like, and he looks at us going, fuck was that? And he's like, oh, it's gone. Oh, I'm glad that's over. Oh, fucking hell, what was that? And I'm like, oh, dude, I can't stop. And I'm giving him a shock, giving him a fright. And he's like, why are you making this worse? And I'm like, I just let him trundle about. They're fucking horrible hiccups.
They are horrible.
I can't bear them.
I hate them. Do you know some people have them constantly?
Rosie, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast or not.
Yeah.
I did a gig, and I think it was the University of East Anglia, if I'm right.
Really?
But it was somewhere around sort of Norwich area.
Right. Sounds
there was
posh.
A girl on the front row hiccuping. And I was like, oh, you got the hiccups. And she kept, and I spoke to her. She'd had them her whole life since she was about fucking 9. She had to do her exams in a separate room on her own.
To not put people off.
To not put other people
off. Oh my gosh.
She was laughing about it. It was years ago I did this gig. But I literally,
Does she hurt?
She just constantly hiccuped. And every time, now and then it would be a loud one. If she was laughing, it would catch her laugh and it would like ride the wave of the laugh. But yeah, we'll probably talk about
sleep?
It.
Did they stop when she slept?
I don't know.
Slept. Sleeped.
Sleeped.
Oh.
Morning, how did you sleep?
somebody needs some sleep over here.
Yeah, she had to do her exams in a separate room on her own.
I'd love to do my exams in a separate room.
I wouldn't want to be in the copy of the guy next to us. Now, time for the jingle.
Oh, here's the jingle. We'll be back with this fact.
Can't wait.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Sorry. Hello and welcome back. We are currently just laughing at the fact that Brad Pitt would still not look at me.
No, yeah. Just before we start recording again there, I just reiterated to Rosie, just to really keep her down, I just said, and literally he's in his 50s, and love, you've still got an eight chance. So welcome back.
Oh, welcome back.
Good.
So what's this fact
right,
about
so
wind?
So obviously there's another storm on its way, apparently, or it's been here this week.
What if another tree falls down? What the hell are we going to do?
I don't think any of them are near our house or our stuff right now. I think everything's okay.
Nana's fence is knackered.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
That tree that fell down during it was the night we were on Graham Norton. Yes. It still hasn't been sorted out.
No, it was terrifying. Chris, I'm genuinely worried.
Newsflash, house insurance doesn't cover trees falling down, by the way. Have I talked about the wood? The fact that every time someone sees that it fell over, they go, oh, you got loads of firewood, though. And I go, it's the wrong kind of wood.
It
doesn't burn fur. Yeah. It's caught your chimney. Stop telling us I've got loads of fucking firewood.
But haven't they took it away, the wood, and aren't they going to swap it with some, but they've just never come back?
Never come back.
Have we been duped?
Oh, honestly,
gipped?
Man.
What's it?
Just
gipped.
Blokes, on it, I always just think a bloke who owns a tractor or a big van is always going to one-up me in any kind of situation like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Harder.
Man with van, man with tractor, I think he sees the world in a way I'll never see it. Mm. He'll sort stuff out. You know, he can mend a fence.
Yeah.
That can it. Anyway, look. So, your mum told us yesterday.
Oh, is this from me mum?
Yeah.
This fact is from me mum?
She's always sitting on her iPad reading papers and stuff,
It's not going to be true.
It is. Look into it. So, and it's going to really annoy you, which I think will be nice.
What? Right, okay.
It's going to annoy all the women out there. So, there's another storm coming. And now, for some unbelievable reason, when they name storms after women, people don't take it as seriously.
God.
So the death toll, apparently, they've done research, the death toll is higher when the storm is a woman because people go,
blokes, you mean?
The slag, it'll be now that. And they go and do things that they're told not to do.
Great.
Even if it's the same level of severity.
Wow.
Even if it's, I don't know how they measure it, but if it's a fucking eight and the other one's
it's
eight.
It's amber, it's all the
whatever,
colours.
Okay, so say it's a red,
right?
If Storm Stephen is a red, but Storm Stephanie is also a red. People go, Stephanie, I'll go and play golf on a hill. And they're not bothered.
Good. So prick. Good. Hope Stephanie knocks you the fuck off your feet. Honestly, that's it. Look at me. Look at me. Cross
just,
the arms.
Guys, just crossed her arms. She's raging. Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
Isn't it minging though? I said to your mum, I was like, what do you mean? She was like, yeah. So apparently when they name it after, so they're talking about now not naming them after women anymore because
that'll be right.
People are like, it'll be fine, and then they're like dying.
Keep naming them after women. Let all the blokes
kill all the sexists.
Go out, let them crack on. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Honestly, morons.
Yeah.
Oh, that is such an annoying. You shouldn't have told me that.
That has infuriated
me. It really has.
Yeah, because I'm not sexist, I can laugh at it. But yeah,
no,
it's really irritating.
No, it's the world we live in. It's absolutely just awful. Anyway, fun and games.
Well, there you go.
So what they're calling this one? It's Darwin or something, isn't it? No, storm something.
I don't know. But listen, I've just thought as well.
Storm is going to knock out all your fences.
Guess what though?
What?
Bit of a glimmer of hope for you. If they ever call a storm Storm Rosie, that is genuinely the only chance you'll get to blow Brad Pitt. Ew!
Wow.
Lads.
Terrific.
Lads? I don't know where the lads are.
They would never call it Storm Rosie because Rosie is a jolly dog name.
No.
They would never call it that.
Let them spend a day with you.
Eh?
Let them spend the day with you. They go, I spent a day with that Rosie Ramsey. We'll save Storm Rosie for fucking the worst one because she, honestly, what a dick she is.
Like, do you know Twister when they've got all them balls? Let him spend a day with me. Gutted. Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of crazy days.
I thought you were going to say speaking of balls, but carry on.
No ball talk, I'm afraid, this week.
Tune in next week for some ball talk.
It was a ball chat. You're on tour at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's great. Everyone's getting to see you tour, having a lovely time. I am currently
She's furious.
Sick of my life.
Again, shout out to the crowds. They've been absolutely amazing.
Good, I'm glad.
Actually, no. I haven't mentioned this. One guy in Scunthorpe shouted out a punchline and I wanted to walk into the crowd and kick him in the fucking teeth.
How did he know?
Because he's a giant cunt. I don't know how he knows, but he's a fucking knob. He'd either seen the show before. There's a bit, a secret in the show that I tell that is genuinely... When it happened to us, I don't even want to give too much away, but when it happened to us, when this thing happened to us, and it's one word is the punchline of this thing.
Yeah.
When it happened to us, I was like, I'm furious, but this is going to be phenomenal for stand-up. Mm. And he fucking shouted the punchline out.
That's annoying.
And it was that thing of where it's so strange as a stand-up, right? Because he said it, and I was like, guys, ladies and gentlemen, it was... And I leave a moment of silence, and he went, and they sort of laughed, and then I had to go, no, yeah, it was, it's what he said. And they all went, oh. And I was like, you fucking knob. But it's weird because out of, like, you know, 1,200 people, I can't have a huff on because one guy's pissed us off. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You can't give the whole class detention because, well, so I had to kind of drag myself through the end of the show, but I was fucking furious.
Some people are weird, though. Some
people
love
bloke in Scunthorpe, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Big time.
Anyway, back to my story.
Sorry.
So Chris is on tour having a lovely time, except for that one bloke who was there and ruined his night.
Which, honestly, it's only one bloke out of thousands and thousands of people.
Exactly.
Has it ruined the entire tour? Yes. Entire tour ruined.
Well, I'm currently solo parenting with the two boys. And the other day, I made a rookie mistake, Christopher.
What'd you do?
Rookie mistake. I did too many activities in one day, right?
Okay.
So... Wow. I mean, I say too many activities. I'm probably just a lazy mother. But in the morning...
Lazy motherfucker.
I mean, okay. Lazy mother.
Just lazy mother. Okay.
Just lazy mother. In the morning, I took them swimming. Mm-hmm. Me and my mum took them swimming.
Yeah.
Intense, but good.
Intense? Sounds dangerous.
Intense. Floor. Oh, are you...
Oh, intense.
Are you in this comedy mode right now?
Sorry, I'm just... Yeah.
Shit dad joke. Do you want to stop?
Wow.
Because it's horrific.
Wow.
Right. You ready? Do you want to level yourself up to, you know...
Your
being
level,
a good comedian? No.
Goodness me! Were you not born in Scunthorpe? Is this... Okay, no. Oh, sorry, okay.
No, listen. So I've been swimming.
Yes.
And it was, you know, intense.
Yes.
To say the least. It was absolutely heaving, right? Mm. Anyway, it was good. The kids loved it.
Yeah.
That afternoon, my mum left work, right? She was done for the day.
Hated when your mum... Hated when your mum clocks out.
And I took the kids to one of Robin's friends' birthday parties.
Yes.
Right. And honestly, do you know when you're just like, what is happening? So I took them and I had them both stressed a bit. I was sweating, right? And I still had wet hair from the swimming. Right. I was just kind of up a height. All was good. Rafe's nearly walking, so you've got to walk around everywhere with him. So my back was absolutely done in.
Yeah.
I was dripping with sweat, right? But I had an un-ironed t-shirt underneath with like a... So I had a white t-shirt with a black bra because I'd just... practically got ready in the dark after swimming.
Right.
And I can't take my thick jumper off because I just look hideous underneath, right? So anyway, and I was on my period.
Jesus Christ.
And so I was walking around with Rafe and he tripped over and he bossed his nose. So his nose started bleeding.
Oh God, but, I didn't know this.
Yeah, I told you.
You did not tell me that his nose bled.
No, his nose bled, right?
Shit,
but to the point where I was just chatting to someone, they were like, the baby's nose. And I was like, oh, fuck's sake, right?
That's
okay.
You all over the place, aren't
yeah.
I? Yeah.
So then I had to sort Rafe out. And then whilst I was sorting Rafe out, I came back in and one of the moms had like a wet paper towel on Robin's knee. And I was like, what's happened here? So his knee, which he'd grazed the day before, that split open.
Oh,
so there was blood everywhere.
God.
And I was just like, why are the only two kids in the whole party who could have hurt themselves were my two kids when I was there by myself. And then for the whole 2 hours that I was there, I was on my period, I was really heavy, and I thought I'd leak through my pants. But I'd actually sat in a bit of fruit shoot juice, right? So I was bent over. Oh, don't, Chris. So I was bent over, walking Rafe round, constantly having to dry his nose because it was just pouring with blood. And I was bent over and I could just feel a wet patch on the back of my pants. And I was like, I've bled through my pants. And all I've done for the last 2 hours is bend over, walking around with this kid. And I was just, you know, when you're like, I just want the ground to swallow us up. But it was all good. The kids enjoyed it. Came back home. One good thing, they were knackered.
Right.
They were absolutely shattered, so I got them straight off to bed and had a glass of wine. But yeah, just drama.
Wow.
Just pure drama.
Yeah, I mean, that is, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You okay?
I'm all right.
I'm not listening to that.
I'm all right. Yeah.
Gosh.
But it was just, you know when you can see that people can tell that you're up a height because everyone's like, are you all right? Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. I'm on it. Like, everything's just great. It's just so good. I'm so
Our kids are
good.
Absolutely the kids who injure themselves at the party. Like,
Every time.
I did it at a soft play when I was younger. There was a birthday party and I did a forward somersault off like a thing onto some... like off like a high bit onto some foam pattern, and I kneed myself in my eye, and I had a massive black eye.
Ouch.
Yeah. And I remember I took Robin to a birthday party years ago. It must have been on 3 or 4, mm-hmm. and it was heaving, and there was one bouncy castle in this thing. Did I tell you this?
Yes, I remember this.
There was one bouncy castle.
Yeah.
There was honestly about 45 kids on this bouncy castle. It was crazy. And two of them breathed into each other, and one of them knocked their teeth out,
mm-hmm.
and another one like hit the other one's forehead, and they were like screaming, crying. And I literally turned to him and I went, if we leave now, I'll go and buy you a toy. And we just left. As I was like, I don't want you to go on the death trap.
Please let's
fucking,
go.
Yeah, the dental plan. No. Bouncy castle.
Bouncy castles
no
are
chance.
Intense, aren't they?
Proper.
So anyway, that was my weekend.
Well, that was good.
Looking forward to seeing this.
What flavour fruit shoot? I think we all want to know. What flavour fruit shoot did you sit in?
I think it was orange.
Fantastic.
Oh, there's the doorbell.
There's the doorbell.
You know what that is?
What?
Beanbag chairs.
You've ordered some beanbag
chairs.
I've
ordered some beanbag chairs.
Jesus Christ.
Because really...
What year is it?
No, just because I feel really sorry for the baby because
right.
he can't sit on the sofa. I can't sit him on the sofa.
Because he'll fall off.
And then when I sit him on the floor to watch the telly, he's just sat get upright and watching the telly, uncomfortable. So I bought him a little beanbag chair.
Okay.
It's like a little throne with a stool, and I've got Robin the same.
Good God.
I might have to go and have a look.
As if we needed more fucking clutter
in
this house.
I know.
Every day that doorbell rings. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Right.
But they'll love them. Sake. Shall we go and have a look? Can we pause?
Oh, God, no.
Just dead quick.
No, we already took an hour and a half to get started. I'm not pausing the podcast to go look at some fucking beanbag chairs
well,
like
just,
it's 1991.
I'll literally nip down.
I refuse to let
right.
you.
The
I refuse
teal.
To let you.
The teal.
Oh, God,
please.
Right.
I'll
I'm going to go
minute.
And have a look at these. Guys, you'll get
we'll
me review after this break. Babadoo fucking babadoo fucking bag.
Babadoo babadoo beanbag.
God, Jesus Christ.
Babadoo 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 bag. I've just put a bonbon in.
You've just put a bonbon? Why? Sorry. So we've just... Guys, this is like a total fourth wall breaking episode, but we just came back upstairs after looking at the fucking beanbags. While she's down there, she grabbed about 400 Pringles, hide them in her face.
Oh, like six, Chris.
And now, all right, great. And now I literally said, are you ready? You said yes. I pressed record, and then you put a bonbon in your mouth. What the hell's going... You're one of the biggest podcasters in the country, and you're hiding bonbons in your mouth. Christ alive.
It's not even that nice.
It's not even that nice.
Well,
don't move away from the mic while you're clacking it around your mouth. It's disgusting.
Free.
Guys, beanbag update.
Oh, hey, yes, beanbag update.
Right, yeah, they are pretty
They're
cool.
They're bloody brilliant.
They look like...
over the moon.
They look like teal skateboard launch ramps.
Yes.
Like sort of quarter pipes.
Yeah.
They are actually really cool.
Thank you.
They've both got the same one. I'm telling you right now, Rafe's going to fall off it and smash his head off the tiles.
No, because no, it's, Chris, it's
a
like
foot, it's like a foot high.
No, it's 30 centimeters. No, it's not even 30 centimeters.
That's
it's
12
about
inches.
15.
That's a foot.
I'll tell you right now.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna get there. I'm gonna find out where they are.
Uh huh.
Hang on. No, take too long. I can't be asked.
I love that. It's about a foot high. No, it's not. It's 30 centimeters. That's a foot.
Right. Well, it's less than that. It's about 20 centimeters off the ground. Listen, it's not as high as the sofa. Right?
Okay. Good. Yeah. They are pretty cool. They're both just sitting on them there watching the telly now. So, yeah. There we go. So, there's beanbags in the house. What is the date? As this podcast goes out...
Yeah, he goes with these negative spin.
I got it wrong. Yeah. Okay. I'm just... okay. Yeah, so this... we're recording on the 15th. The podcast goes out on the 18th.
Yeah.
Place your bets. Roll up. Place your bets for when they're going to bust and there's going to be fucking beanbags. Little beans all over my house. Polystyrene beans, roll up, see a polystyrene bean. Oh, the baby's put some in his mouth. Fantastic work.
Babadoo, 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 babadoo.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef. Now, we've been so negative and whinging with the world.
I know,
sorry. It's time to turn that on each other.
Oh, no, we don't mean to be like this. I don't know what it is. We're just getting into a little rut, don't we?
It's nice to have a whinge. And I think people, do you know what it is? I think people maybe like listening to have a whinge because...
Do you think?
Well, there's nothing worse than someone just banging on about how fucking great everything is.
There is a lot of positive podcasts as well, to be fair, isn't there?
And
there is a lot of like, and then, you know, just feel good in that. And it's weird. Sometimes Rosie, you just Rosie need it. We need to drag you down.
Rosie
this
just
shit.
In that moment there couldn't do an impression of a positive podcast because the only ones she listens to is people getting chopped up and buried in gardens, and people fucking arguing because it's their job to argue. Yeah, no, I think sometimes you know, look, guys, it's just fun to have a little bit of a whinge.
It is.
It's cathartic. I'll feel better after this, and hopefully people will have laughed because I've had a bit of a whinge.
Yeah,
and that's that. Now if I can turn me whinging to you, normally I ask ladies or gents first. I'm just gonna go first this time because you know if you were a storm I wouldn't listen, so why should I listen to you as a person?
Wow.
I
that's so offensive. Come on then.
Just sorry everyone. My beef with you.
Yes.
You
personally, I don't know how your day to give us a beef this week seeing as you're not here, but that's fine.
Oh, okay. Come on, well, then. You weren't going to whinge that I was on tour, but you keep sort of slyly bringing it up.
Yeah.
Because
come on,
I'll
then.
Be much better. I'll be much better when you're on tour. I won't whinge. I won't phone you.
I haven't whinged. I haven't rang you once kicking off.
You haven't rang
have
once
not.
Kicking off. You fucking saved up till I get home, didn't you?
Yeah, I have not. I've been really good, so don't
be
even
bollocks,
dare.
Be bollocks.
Don't
listen,
dare.
I had a full day and I sat in some fruit shoot and went swimming in a tent. Listen, my beef with you this week, and it's been happening for a while, and I'm fully sick of it, right? Honestly. Stop.
What?
Fucking buying prints and pictures.
Oh, do you know
and
what it pictures. Is?
Shut up.
Oh,
let us finish.
No,
let
listen.
Us finish.
Go and live. Go and live in a shithole then. Go and live somewhere with blank. You'd love that. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Blank walls and just white walls, white floor, one
white
little
floor.
Chair on its own.
Grey carpet. That's grey carpet, white walls. Stop. Buying print and picture.
Why?
Rosie, because you buy a fucking massive box of them, right? They come in. I go, where do you want them? You go, I don't know yet. I go, right. The next thing I know, the doorbell's ringing and some fucking delivery guy's dropping off another box of prints. We're not going to have enough wall space.
We've got enough wall
there
space.
There are rooms full of prints and I'm sick of it.
Chris.
And you got a fella to come and paint and he painted the walls and he took me nails out where it took us days to put them prints up on the stairs. He took me nails out.
He
took
just,
us ages to put them back in.
He left the holes though, so they've gone back in. It
barely.
Took me 10 minutes. So I'm ready for all of the prints to go back up now.
Oh,
now it's
honestly,
painted.
God damn you.
Really? Is
just
this your beef?
So, this, yes, it's me beef. There's so many. Honestly, do you know what it is? Do you know what it is?
What? Come on,
pause.
Then.
Pause.
No?
I'm going to go and quickly
no,
count
don't
them.
Go and don't go and count them.
I'm going to go and
no,
count them.
No, we haven't got time.
We have got
we
time.
We haven't got time. Chris.
I'll be back in 2 minutes. Pause this. I'm going to go and count the prints.
Don't go and count the prints.
I'm going to count the prints. Back in a sec. Babadoo, 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 ba.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right, I'm back and I'm slightly out of breath.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back and I'm slightly out of breath. I went in our bedroom where there's some on the floors and the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the spare room where there's some behind the mirror.
Did you look under the under the wardrobe?
Yes. I went down into the library downstairs where there's a corner
the
where most of them are there.
Yeah.
Some of them are in frames, some of them aren't in frames, some of them are still in tubes.
Mm-hmm.
56. And what did you say to me?
There's
just,
not 56.
Listen to me. 56. And what did you say to me just before I left? I said, I'll check in the garage. You said?
There's 10 in the garage.
66. There are 66 prints and pictures on the floor and under stuff and leaning up against stuff in this house.
Have you got enough nails to fall out?
There's not enough nails in the fucking world. Ooh, there's a doorbell. That'll be more prints. Oh, what you got? Fucking hell.
What is it?
It'll be more prints. Oh,
it's not more prints.
I also count the two that are behind the door in the front hallway as well, by the way.
Which two?
So many prints. Stop buying prints. Stop it.
If you want to make my house look nice.
And then every time you go to your mum's or your sister's or something, you come back and you go, oh, look, they gave us this picture. They don't want it anymore. Mm. It's unbelievable. Okay. Oh! What got delivered today? It's on the kitchen island.
I don't know.
I saw it down there. It's a painting of two little girls walking across.
Oh, no, I've given me mum that one.
Right, okay.
Looks like me and my sister.
67. Mm-hmm. 67 prints in
dressed
this house.
Dressed in olden day clothes.
67 prints in this house. Really
great. Cool. Okay, well, my beef with you this week is you don't appreciate fine art.
All right.
So go and enjoy your white hovel.
I'd love nothing more than all white walls, grey carpet, couple of chairs,
awful.
Telly, done.
Awful.
Done.
That can be your divorcee pad. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I might just buy it now anyway. So I've got somewhere to go, a little safe space.
Good.
Babadoo, 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 ba. By the way, you just said there, you and your sister walking along, looks like you and your sister in old world clothes.
Yeah.
You said something the other day on the podcast, and when I was listening to it back, I realised I'd completely not heard it.
I was shocked, not listening to it.
I'm busy thinking of whatever thing I'm trying to say. But then you said something about, I mentioned a time period and you went, that's when I thought I lived. And I completely went over it. And I think someone must have tweeted us and said, the fuck was she talking about there? And I thought, what was it? I mentioned, do you know what I'm talking about? I mentioned a time period.
You just didn't hear it.
Yeah, and you were like, I think that's when I was alive. And I just was like, oh, and I moved on to my joke.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Okay, right. Well, listen, I don't know fully, like, you know when people say, like, 19th century, 21st century, I don't actually know what time that is. Honestly, don't even try to teach us.
It's one back.
Okay.
So the 20th century is the 1900s.
See, why? That's stupid. That should be the 19th century.
Well, no, it shouldn't, because the first century was the zeros. The first century was the hundreds.
See, I get, right, okay. But then now it all makes sense, but it is complicated. 18th century, what? So that's 1700s? The 18th century?
Yes.
That's, honestly, the stupidest thing. Somebody made a massive fuck up doing that. I'm sorry. Oh, the 19th century. Oh, the 1800s. Right, that's ludicrous.
All right, okay.
And can we change this because people are going to be born now and go, that doesn't make any sense. And you know what? I didn't pick that up at school because it was too complicated to remember.
You didn't pick that up at school because you were too busy smoking outside. I found out the other night. I was in Durham. Big shout out to the guy in the front row of Durham who went to school with you and grassed you up for smoking and got you in detention.
Who was that?
Oh, I don't know. I had a lot of fun with that. It was a very nice night, that. Listen.
No, listen. Right. I don't know what century
it was.
It's Christmas Eve. Yeah.
We've gone to sleep.
Mm.
We wake up at exactly midnight.
Right.
On Christmas Day. 00:00 is the time. We have the time from 00:00 till 1 in the morning. We sit awake. That's the first hour of the day.
Mm.
That's hour one.
Mm-hmm.
In between 1 and 2 o'clock, that's the second hour of the day.
But it starts with a 1!
Still the second hour of the day. In between 2 and 3 is the third hour of the day. That's how it works.
Okay. But it's still sick.
Apologise to all of the... Apologise to everyone who's ever made a calendar right now. Apologise to science and the world.
Nah. Stupid.
So, okay, guys, she's digging her heels in. I can't really help you. Sorry.
No, I know. But, you know. Nobody really goes for any further back than the 18th century, do they?
Yes. I'm sure historians and people making things and...
Do you ever say the 14th century?
I imagine people say that, yeah. Oh. Go on. Go on, hey, do us another one.
No, I just can't imagine why you were. Anyway, I think that in a past life,
right,
possibly,
mm-hmm,
even though I'm Catholic and I shouldn't really believe in past lives, but we've gone over this before.
Great.
Anyway, I think that I was alive just during the times when the women were rotten. Like Nancy from Oliver. I feel like I was...
I think I was alive during the time when the women were rotten.
Like,
what are you talking about when the women were rotten?
I just feel like I was just in the squalor of the, like, in the Victorian times, I think. This is what I'm saying. I don't want to say Victorian, or was it Edwardian, or was it Georgian
God,
times?
I
don't know.
Honestly, Rosie,
are they
I
kind
think,
of houses? Right. I don't know. Are they times in the world? I don't
Rosie,
know.
For the fact that I'm not the cleverest guy at all, but sometimes it's quite fun to pick apart your bullshit, I would think it's really safe, for the level of our knowledge, I think it's really safe for you to stick with the phrase, in olden days.
Olden days, I think I would have been a mom of seven.
Right.
Selling me wares on the side of the street.
Selling your wares? What are you selling?
A prostitute.
A mother of seven prostitute! Oh, God almighty! Oh, Jesus!
Like Nancy, it's a fine life if you can't help.
A mother of seven.
Selling our tears.
Mother of seven prostitute.
The grass is green and dense.
Do you not just think you... Do you
on
not
the right
think,
side of the fence.
Not just think you want to sing, is that? Do you not just think that you're from a time where you imagine people spontaneously burst into song, but that's actually never happened in the world?
I would love that.
Of course you would.
I would love that.
Yeah.
But no, I just mean... I just always think... I don't know.
You feel an affinity when you say anything like that, and you think you lived then.
Possibly, yeah.
Wow.
I really don't think I was rich.
You picked mother of seven and prostitute. Like,
just think.
Do you know when?
I'd have had a really
like, when people are like on these documentaries and stuff for like living in the past, there were always kings and generals. Yeah. And you thought you were a fucking prostitute, mother of seven. Aim high. Oh, Christ.
I just don't think I would have been rich. I would have liked to have been.
Oh, yes. I was Louis the 14th. I was Napoleon. I was. With seven kids that I neglected while I was out on the game. Jesus.
Drinking out of tankards, singing.
Has anyone
the
ever
pub?
Said that? Everyone who thinks that I had a past life thought they were famous. You were fucking...
What do you think you were?
I don't think anyone. I think it's bollocks. I don't think I was anything.
Do you not feel an affinity to any... Is that right? Like...
No.
If you watch something, do you think... Like,
absolutely
that's what
not.
I mean. I just feel like that.
Honestly, in
I've
past look, life,
leveled up, bitch.
You've leveled up, all right. Yeah, fucking hell. Especially when it comes to the print, the amount of prints you had in your old house.
Oh, past me would never have that many prints. Wouldn't
honestly,
have that many walls.
Cards on the table, if anything, I reckon I was probably a dog.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon I was probably
For
a
real?
Dog. Yeah.
Okay.
If reincarnation is a thing and life's a thing, I would honestly, I think I was probably a dog.
Why?
Dunno.
I don't think you can be an animal.
Oh, sorry, you've just implied some rules on this. So you can be someone, any human from the past, but you can't be an animal.
Fair enough, you can, I suppose.
Right. I reckon I'd have been a dog.
Right, what kind?
Labrador was the first thing that came to
Absolutely
my head.
Absolutely not.
You joking?
Don't you dare. You're not cute enough to be a Labrador.
How dare you?
You would have been...
Here we go.
Schnauzer. Is that right?
Schnauzer.
Oh, Schnauzer, what they're called? Schnauzer?
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say.
That's a dog? It's
right,
a kind
okay.
of dog?
A schnauzer.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Isn't
well,
it
a little
of dog?
Ones. That look, they've got a little beard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, okay.
That's been no, that'll
yeah,
be
yeah,
yeah,
a schnauzer.
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Jack Russell. Yeah. Oh, I'd have been a Jack Russell.
I just like, I take my favourite thing about dogs.
Yes.
You know when they find somewhere to lie down, but then they walk around in circles three or four times, then they finally lie down. Love it. Can't get enough of it.
Why? What I don't understand.
I think it's great. Do you know what I mean? When they go and find the ground to lie here and they pad around, but then they walk around in a circle once or twice, then they lie down.
Right.
I just see a dog and I go, ah, yeah, me and you are on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you also love it when they drag their arse along the carpet?
Honestly, yeah. Loved it that they do that. You ever had an itchy arse and thought, I wish I could just fucking... go.
Is this your thing now? Do you want a dog?
Ankles around me ears, pulling myself along with me hands. Really getting them carpet fibres up me ring piece.
Would be looks like it.
Oh,
would be
imagine
nice.
That. I mean, I love a scratch, but heavens above. Fantastic. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, always remember, do not forget, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. If you're sitting there thinking, I haven't sent them something, I think this would be perfect, just send it in.
So get it
in. Send it in.
Get it in. Shove it in.
If you don't know your... Stop that. If you don't know your centuries, don't worry about it. Look, none of us know our centuries. Just send it in. Doesn't matter.
What did we just say in the little break then?
Yeah.
You're the first person who's ever explained that to me properly, and now... It's fully cemented in my brain, so now I know that.
Yeah.
Because I am, sometimes...
I'm glad I could have helped.
No, but sometimes I do feel a little bit thick. And right. I don't think I am.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I think things like that, and like the Roman numerals, that it's confusing.
Yeah.
It is confusing.
Yeah.
And honestly, I just wanted to be a pop star when I was younger.
No.
I did not take anything in at all. I didn't listen, because I thought, I don't need to know this. Mrs. Heath.
Because I'm going to be a pop star.
Because I'm going to be a pop star.
Wow.
But that never happened, so now I'm learning.
Well, you've sung at the O2 in Wembley, so.
See? Honestly?
Not a pop star.
No, but still.
Categorically, not a pop star.
Still, though. Yeah. Hot a star.
A star. You're an asteroid at best.
The tragedy. I was just telling Chris, I did history for GCSE.
Yeah.
Do you know what I got?
What?
E.
E.
Yeah.
E.
E. Yeah, I didn't listen at all. Sorry.
Wow. I'd love to have seen the question when I ask about the centuries and you're like, well, look, what's the one I think I lived in? Like the one with like prostitutes and kids and that was me. Like Les Miserables, that was me.
Yeah, that's why I like Les Mis so much. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Are there any strange little things you do or say, even just to yourself, that you worry would get you into bother if anyone heard?
Ooh.
There's an example here.
Okay.
Okay. Mine started with the fact I use a menstrual cup. I went to order one the other day, actually. I went to order one and it wouldn't accept my card details and I felt like it was a sign for me not to use one.
What
I tried
is
order
a menstrual
it
cup?
So it's like a little, we've talked about it before, it's a little plastic cup that you put inside of your vagina.
I thought they were called moon cups.
That's the brand. There is other menstrual cups available.
Oh god. Oh.
Moon cup. I mean, hey, listen, they've done a good job though, haven't they?
Well, yeah, because I thought
thought they were the only ones. Hey, no,
up there with Hoover and Tannoy. Well done, everyone.
Yeah,
I'm not even bothered that they've had a free advertise. Hey, you can have it. No, moon cup, you can have your free advertise. Yeah.
not to be mixed up with moonpig.com.
right,
so
yeah,
moon cup, periods, moonpig, birthdays.
Good. No right. One was getting them confused, but thank you for clearing that up anyway.
Fair enough.
Good.
So
she uses a menstrual cup.
This.
How big is this cup? Is it like a mug?
No, it's tiny.
Like an egg cup.
Bit smaller. I watched a video. Just the only reason I know is because I watched one last week when I tried order one 3 times. It wouldn't let us work.
Right.
Wouldn't work. Wouldn't take your card details. So I was like, look, I'm not trying again. So I'm on my period currently, and I'm using a tampon. Whereas I could have been using a menstrual cup.
So you put.
So, it's a tiny little.
Typical bloke, I do get a bit upset.
Okay, what size is
these things.
It? What size is it?
Is it the size of a thimble?
No, bigger than that. So it's in between a thimble and an egg. Let's say a small egg cup, right? The top of the egg cup.
The lid of a deodorant tin.
Yes, right. Okay. A little bit smaller, but yes, okay. What you do, to put it in, you fold it up and you put it in and then it opens up inside of your vagina and it like suctions to the inside of that hole, right? And then it collects all of the blood. So when you take it out, so you have it in for like 48 hours or whatever, maybe just 4 hours, I don't know. Didn't really listen that hard. And then you take it out. It's got a little pole on the end that you can cut to the size you want, depending on how deep your hole is.
Fucking
and so
hell. Oh my
you find
God.
That and then you know then you kind of so like you get rid of the suction, so you put it together with your hands and then you pull it out, then you empty it and you rinse it out and then you put it back in. I'm desperate to try one.
Right, I'm guessing they're better for the environment, is that the
correct? Much better for the environment. So she's using a menstrual cup.
Great.
And I'm glad that we got to describe
well,
it. I'm gonna try. Watch, I'll try again to order one, right? And then I will give a real review on here.
Look forward to finding out which awful places around the house Rosie has left her dirty menstrual cup. A, on top of the toilet. B, next to the sink. C, on the office fucking desk.
Yeah.
Or D, all of the above.
It's going to be messy, like.
E, in the fridge. It's going to, yeah.
It's already messy at the minute. When I pull my tampon out, there's blood all over the floor.
Heavens
drip,
to Betsy,
drip,
love.
Drip, 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 little April shower. Boop, boop, doop, 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 doop. I wipe it up, though. You've never seen it, have you?
Yes, I've seen it plenty of times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
That. Anyway, I'm not apologising.
You just did.
Well, I take it back.
You can't. You said
you
it.
Don't have to have
I accept,
I've got
I accept
to have
your
I hate
apology.
They're the bane of my life. Yeah. They are the bane of my life.
Yes, we know.
So anyway, listen. Mine start with the fact I use, thank you for that, a menstrual cup. Not going to evangelise about them.
Right.
My issue is that every time I empty it, my stupid brain says, there's been a murder.
Absolutely fucking brilliant. I am fully on board with that. Fully on board with
Every
that.
Every time she takes it out and empties it down the sink, she says, there's been a murder.
That's fantastic.
And I love that. And she says, she's not Scottish.
Excellent, even
she
better.
She hasn't seen Taggart since she was about 14.
Fantastic.
Please keep me anonymous. But is there anything that you say every time you do
all
it?
All kinds of stuff. No, well, I say them out loud. I say things out loud. So if I remember something and I've done something like embarrassing or whatever, I'll just randomly... Like, I've got... Honestly, inside my head, it's like a busy shopping centre. Yeah. There's loads going on constantly. It's crazy.
I've started... I've noticed every time I pick Rafe up, you know, do you remember the song? Everybody was kung fu fighting. Huh. Hutcha.
Yeah, yeah.
I pick him up and I go, huh. And then in my brain I go, hutcha. Every time. From the floor, I kind of go, ah, hutcha.
I can't think of one that I do off the top of my head.
Well, we said it was beg your pudding. That's awful. You still do that.
I say beg your pudding. I've started, your mum, have I said this on the podcast? Your mum walks, she's got a little vocal tic that she does that she's passed on to me. She walks around the house doing things. I just hear her, she's doing certain things. I just hear her go, mm-hmm. And I've started doing my head. I'll do something. I'll put something away. I'll put a thing on. I'll put something in the cupboard and I go, mm-hmm. Like, that's done.
You know why my mum does that?
Why?
That's years of having three children who talk all the time. She just goes,
mm-hmm. Mommy's seeing it. Mommy's that.
She's done it to me since I was a kid. Yeah. My whole entire life was, Mom, are you saying?
I mean, I'm quite, I don't say it out loud, but a lot of the time if I'm turning something off, especially if I'm turning off at the plug, I will say, fuck you.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, so if I'm clicking something off, it's like, fuck you. Like, it's a real, do you know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, so mainly the TV in the kitchen, because I've got, for some reason, it just decides it hasn't got internet anymore. It just goes, you've got no internet? He goes, you, telly, it's you. We have got internet. My phone's on the internet. So you've got to click it off at the thing, and I'll just, fuck you, and I'll turn it back on.
All right, okay.
Yeah, obviously, I can't say it out loud because the children are there, but yeah, just know when I'm turning something off. Well, that's your thing then. I'm very angry. But I don't say it out loud. Fuck you. Right.
Yeah. Good.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And also when I'm sitting having a poo, as it all comes out, I all scream internally, why does everyone leave me? But we all do that, don't we?
No. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Just a quick one. This is definitely worse than finding chewing gum in your food.
Right.
Remember last week we talked about the curry with the...
It's Chinese, yeah. With
Chinese,
chewing
sorry.
Gum
with chewing gum in.
This is going to have to be good because finding chewing gum is absolutely the worst.
I don't...
Something that someone's chewed around in their slavery mouth.
We'll see
for the
if
whole
this is
time.
Worse. We'll see if this is worse. Right. Okay. When I was younger, I was eating a yogurt.
Yogurt for everyone listening who isn't who wasn't fucking dragged up. Yogurt.
It was a smooth yogurt.
Smooth yogurt.
So I was horrified when I came across something chewy. To my horror, it was a contact lens.
Oh, that.
Is that worse?
No.
No.
But it's still horrible.
I think I find it a bit more sinister.
Yes, but with a contact lens, if there was some way of absolutely knowing that it would definitely be in someone's eye, then yeah, that is pretty bad. Well, like eye chewing loads of eye gunk.
Oh, sorry. Well, find out where they made the yogurt if it's in the same factory as the contact lenses. It's definitely been in someone's eye.
All right, so you think it's fell out.
Fell out of their eye.
Oh, that's rotten, that. Like a little tiny little minging bit of plastic. Oh, crikey.
Grim, innit?
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Put off yogurts for life.
Okay, that's up there, yeah. Oh, really? She was put off yogurts for life?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. Well, you would be. Awful, that.
I've got to try not to think about that now. It's gonna be my new razor.
You've got
a
couple of crunch corners in the fridge. Does Robin not like them ones?
Rosie.
What?
Why are you telling everyone on a public medium that I've got a couple of crunch corners? We're going to get burgled. What are you... Are you fucking... What are you doing? How reckless telling the nation that I've got not one, but two crunch corners in my fridge. She was joking. There is no crunch... Don't come to the house. There is no crunch corners in our fridge.
I think Robert's here. Cool. Don't we people think we're posh now, you know, because I had a jacket potato with prawns on and everyone was like, oh, aye, posh. It's like prawns on
Rosie,
is that posh?
I stopped putting my food on the internet a long time ago. Everyone's all, two worst things to put a picture of food on the internet, right? Sunday dinner or full English breakfast. Every fucking prick has got an opinion. Like, oh, not enough bacon there. Oh, why are your beans touching your egg? Oh, because I'm not a fucking child. They can touch me egg. Oh, my God.
I know.
Two Yorkshires. Oh, there's too many Yorkshires. Yorkshire's too big. Oh, where's the fucking gravy? Oh, shut up. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. Don't let
it gets really weird though, doesn't it? Because people comment like, oh, I hate prawns. I like cheese. Brilliant.
Yeah. Thanks for getting in touch.
I'm so glad that I know that.
I remember once I put a bacon sandwich on. I put a photo of some bacon grilling.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I've got a hangover. I'm going to, apply bacon to the problem or something that's like I was saying. And a mate texted us. Me mate, Sean, literally texts us going, fucking monkey grilled bacon, like. And I just text him back going, well, it's not for you, is it, you prick? Texting us? You see it on Instagram. I thought, I'm not even going to comment. I'm going to go
straight to the sauce.
Ding dong. Hello, Sean. Just come around to tell you. Grilled bacon, fucking monkey. All right, thanks for popping over, Sean. See you later, mate. All the best.
Oh, listen, I don't want to get too much into it, but you know what is monkey?
What?
Microwave bacon.
You can microwave bacon?
Yes. I've known people in the past. I know some people who just use microwaves for everything. You can microwave bacon.
Right.
And it's absolutely grotesque. It's just like it's been warmed up.
Bacon. You can microwave bacon. Oh, we were watching Louis Theroux last night.
Yeah.
You know, hello, I'm Louis from the BBC. We were watching Louis from the BBC last night. And he went to see that the woman who was involved in the right wing thing. Mm-hmm. And she made him a cup of tea and it showed you a microwave in it.
That's what Americans do.
And then he smashed the tea.
Have you not seen the video?
Oh, that woman who did
when
the
she's
eggs
making
and
a cup of,
oh.
No, when she's making a cup of tea.
I know who she is, though. The blonde woman. She did the eggs and she did it. I thought she was a troll. I thought she was doing it on purpose to piss people off.
We've got American listeners. And I think they don't have kettles. Do they have kettles?
I don't know if they've got kettles. They've got coffee machines and stuff. Do they have kettles? They might not have kettles. Email in. Do Americans have kettles?
They've got to have kettles.
Is this the stupidest question? We cannot put on this public medium that we don't think Americans have kettles.
We're going to get cancelled. Literally, we've knackered ourselves.
Vote now. Is this the most ignorant question ever? Do Americans have kettles? Email in and tell. Are you American? Have you seen a kettle?
Now, do you know what I'm doing now? Yeah. I'm trying to think back of every episode of Real Housewives that I've watched.
Tell you what.
See if they've got a kettle on their
I've seen so many episodes of Friends, and I've never seen a kettle on any of the counters in Friends. Not in Joey's apartment, not in Monica's apartment.
No, because if they have a cup of coffee, it's usually in a filter. They have filtered
the
coffee.
Machine thing, yeah.
Shit, doesn't
it? Don't think Americans have kettles.
Oh, so they wait for water, like pasta water. They wait for it to get hot.
Am I going to have to Google, do Americans have kettles? Google's going to be like, we are sending the police to your location now. You need help.
This is horrific. I'm so sorry, American listeners. This is horrendous.
So I typed in, do Americans have, to Google.
And there's a come up kettles.
The top one's kettles.
Right, okay, well listen.
Unless my laptop's heard us here. The top one's kettles, accents, Christmas crackers, culture. Wow, that hurts.
That's
Boxing Day. Do Americans have kettles?
Come on then.
Americans don't use electric kettles. Right. Or at least it's very rare. This is unlike Britain, where electric kettles are standard for boiling water. Americans mostly use stovetop kettles. The kettle is filled with water, then heated on a gas or electric stove.
Right. So, right, okay, we're not complete ignoramuses.
Many Americans do not have kettles in their homes.
There you go. So they heated the water up in the microwave.
And the fuss of boiling water, on the stove doesn't seem worth the faff. Oh. Wow.
A lot of time on their hands, Americans.
Wow.
Clearly. I am so impatient that I cannot put... Do you know in a recipe? So say with rice, sometimes it's like, boil the water... Add and then see like on the grill or what's it called, man?
The hob.
On the hob, right.
Christ.
God, I'm getting all mixed up with all of these different places. On the hob. And it says bring water.
Boil the water on the grill. Did you just say boiler? Grill your water to 200 degrees.
You know what it says, bring to the boil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there'll be no bringing to the boil. I'll fill the kettle, I'll boil the kettle and I'll put it in the pan. Because I'm not waiting a minute and a half or whatever
I totally agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I totally agree.
I mean, we've gone from having a boiler tap,
which was pure luxury,
to now back to using a kettle, which I'm very upset about.
First of all, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. Also, when it's like, preheat your oven, I'm like, it's gone in. Like, the pizza's going in now.
I had an extra 5 minutes.
It can heat up, It can heat up with the oven.
Yeah.
I'm not turning my oven on and then coming back when it's hot. No, it's going on. The pizza's going in.
You get pissed off with me because if I know I'm making tea and you're walking past the kitchen, I'll be like, turn the oven on.
Yeah.
But 20 minutes before.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And you're like, oh, and I'm like, no, but it does have to heat up. But
you know what I have the main problem with?
What?
You've cooked a lasagna or a bolognese or something, like a ready-made one. You've cooked a ready-made meal. And it's like, get out of the oven and allowed to stand for one. I'm not. Excuse me. Don't tell me how to live my life. I'm not allowing that to stand for 1 minute. I think you're fine. I'm gonna pour it straight out of a plate. I'm gonna throw it in my mouth, and I'm gonna complain about blisters in my mouth for the next 3 days. Don't you dare tell me to wait 1 minute before hoying molten food into my face, because it's not happening, mate. Don't tell me how to live my life.
Do you know what pisses me off?
What?
For best results, oven cook. I've got 45 minutes, have I? I've got 3.5 minutes. Peel back, stir, and then 1 minute more. Shut up. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. A long-time listener, first-time emailer.
Lovely.
Came to the podcast late, so I'm going back and forwards between new and old episode. It is really weird to hear you talking about Rafe 1 minute and then going back to before he was born.
Oh, wow.
Me pee-pee. Can't imagine him not being here now, can you?
No.
I cannot remember life without that little snot bag.
Snot bag.
Oh, he's just, isn't he? Oh, he's so lovely.
He's so cunning.
And not, I don't want to gush about the kids too much because honestly, I'm up a height with them and they get on my tits. But when they're in bed and they're lying there, I'm just like, I bloody love you
when
too so
unconscious,
much.
When they're unconscious, I absolutely love them.
Well, I had a moment and I thanked the universe. You meant to say thank you to the universe every now and again. I've read The Secret.
If you believe in that shit.
Yeah. Anyway, and I was on the way back from South Shields to our house and Rafe was asleep and Robin was watching the iPad because I put the iPad in the car because it's
You're
a long
terrible,
journey.
Terrible parent.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I sat and looked in my rearview mirror and I was just like, thank you. I love these two. And then 20 minutes later, we got home and I was shouting at them both. But do love them.
Well, there we go. How are you?
Just dead quickly. One thing. Last night, I've got a picture of it.
Yeah.
Robin went to bed with gloves on. You know this.
Yeah,
don't
that was
you?
Weird, wasn't it? Yeah.
Went to bed.
So I told him to go and get his. We went in the hot tub. Then I told him to go and get his pajamas on, and he put socks, boxer shorts, a long sleeve t-shirt,
Halloween
and a pair
top.
Of gloves on.
Pair of gloves.
Yeah.
And he said they connect with me clothes. Yeah. I think he meant the go well
the go with
me
with
clothes.
Stuff.
But this is the kid who will not wear trousers, won't wear a coat. No. I've had to buy
won't
him a gilet
yeah.
just to, so I feel like he's at least his kidneys are getting some sort of warmth, right? Will not be warm, but he'll wear fucking gloves for bed.
Yeah, he's a crazy boy.
I think he's just trying to make wine meal. I swear to God. It'll be snowing. It'll be -6 degrees outside. And I'll be like, put your gloves on. Walking to school, put your gloves on. No! Never put your gloves on! Right? Be cold. Don't give a shit. Wears them in to go to bed?
Yeah.
He's whined. He is whined. He's doing it deliberately and he's trying to wind me up.
Yeah.
Bastard. Anyway, this...
So that was just to counteract the gushing about the kids.
Anyway, I've been listening to the episodes where Chris talks about Sandra's presence to him and it reminded me of a story my friend told me back in high school. High school? Is this an American?
Oh.
Haven't wondered if they've got a kettle.
All right, Zach.
Oh, I know I keep talking about the kids all the time, but Robin watches so much YouTube that he calls it a garage.
He said garage today. We're playing
garage?
On Roblox. He said garage. I went, no. He said trash yesterday.
I know.
He said garbage and trash. He said, Granda Bill.
What have we done to our kids?
The context, just letting you know the context. He said, Granda Bill pumped and it smelled like
garbage.
It smelled like trash.
It was quite funny. Right. Him and his family had been to visit his grandparents and discovered that they were trying to eat their dinner in front of the TV but didn't have any trays and were therefore trying to balance the plates on their laps.
Okay.
Nightmare. To not much success. They decided that they would buy them each a lap tray, one that has a beanbag on the bottom so it sits nicely.
I know the ones you mean.
Yes. I haven't got one. I'd love one of them, actually.
Okay.
Christmas. Remember.
Just order one. I'm not... It's February. What the hell's the matter with you?
My birthday, August. Mother's Day,
just
March.
Just fucking buy
can
one.
Can I have a gift that I actually would like? Can I have it for Mother's Day?
Oh, God.
You're not even here on Mother's Day.
I'm not. No, I'm gigging. I'm in Aberdeen. A couple of tickets left.
Take your mum.
It's a perfect Mother's Day gift.
Right, so they haven't got a tray, and he's thinking, I'm going to buy them a beanbag tray, right?
Who is this, by the way? Have you missed out a bit,
friend.
Or was I just not listening?
It's this guy's friend.
It's the guy's friend,
from
right,
school.
Okay.
From
and, he's
high
gone,
school.
And he's gone where?
Sorry, what?
Where's he gone? His friend,
he's
gone
grandparents.
Where? Grandparents, there we go.
Yeah.
And so he's getting them. He's going to get them beanbag
yeah.
trays.
Yeah, yeah. They weren't able to deliver it personally, so they got it ordered to their grandparents' house by courier,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Wow.
They hadn't heard from them that it had been delivered, so they gave their grandma a call, who confirmed that it had been delivered and it was lovely. The next time they went to visit, his grandma made his dinner and gave it to him to eat on the sofa as they always do. He asked if he could have a lap tray to eat it from, to which his grandma said they didn't have one or know what he was talking about. So, what had happened to the lap trays they had sent and had confirmed by his grandma that they had received?
Right.
Well, it turns out that when his grandma had received the tray, she had thought that the beanbag attached to the tray was in fact packaging for safekeeping during the delivery. So, she had cut that off and binned it.
Oh.
She went on to explain to her grandson that she thought that they had sent two lovely framed pictures.
She had
cut the beanbag packaging off both and attached them to the wall in her bedroom as decorative pictures.
That's absolutely great. That is great.
It's a nice little story, isn't it?
Oh, bless her.
I know.
Oh, that's so lovely. Useless fucking me. That reminds me of her.
Oh, it says here, so I wanted to find out, have you ever been given or gifted a present to someone that was completely misunderstood?
Well,
so have you got a story?
Not a present or a gift, but okay. I remember when my mum and dad, and I knew they were going to do it, and I don't know why I didn't see it.
Right.
I gave my mum and dad, when they had one of the kids, it must have been Robin.
Right.
I gave him a bottle of Calpol. And so everyone here, all parents, you will know, right? You get that sort of plastic syringe thing. So you take the lid off the Calpol or the ibuprofen for kids or whatever, and it's got the plastic thing with the perfect little hole in the top where you bump the syringe and turn it around.
Genius.
My dad took the lid off and went, oh, look. He just looked at it, like, in a fluster, like he always does, and went, oh, the lid's, the lid's come off, it's still in there.
Yeah.
He fucking went and got, what they're called? Thin-nosed pliers, and ragged it out, and nearly smashed the whole bottle and spilled Calpol all over the floor, and then proceeded to put the syringe down into the bottle and suck it out. And I was like, he was like, oh, yeah, I had to pull that off, it was broke. I went, well, that's...
I know. That upsets me sometimes.
That's the housing for putting the...
About parents.
Yeah.
So how come we knew that? But they didn't know that. So the first time I've used a Calpol, I've gone, oh, right. Yeah, okay, nobody's told us. I've worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
How come they don't work it out?
No
My mum's the same. Are we going to be like that?
I don't know.
We are, aren't we? Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Well, I don't know about you, but that has cheered me right up.
Cheered me right up as well. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. This week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, it is. And we'll be back in your ears next week. Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Have a lovely week. Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.